America Weekend.
Thanks for coming along to America Weekend. Valerie Smaldone here, spending time with you, whatever you're up to this weekend, following a very tragic week of news and just a tough time for all of us. I don't want to address any of the stories in the news because everybody's been talking about it. What I want to do is talk about positive things that we can use in our lives to move forward. And that is information. That's knowledge. It's finding out how best to navigate the world, business, relationships. I think that's what's important right now, and keep control of what we can control. So with that in mind, as always, I'm looking around for interesting articles about self-discovery and improvement, and I came across an article in Inc. magazine about putting to rest the old idea of whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. A new category has come up called ambivert, meaning a little bit of both. And the introvert-extrovert models are sort of old school, and now there's research to show that most people fall between the two categories. In fact, there was somebody who went to Wharton and went to study the idea about it. He found out that two-thirds of people really don't identify one way or the other. They fall somewhere in between. Also, it seems to be that ambiverts have an advantage over true introverts and true extroverts because their personality doesn't lean too heavily in one direction or another. They have a better time adjusting their approach to people and situations. So this is positive information that I'm very happy to share with you. You can find out whether you're an ambivert with this little test. I'm going to run down some of the different items that make up the definition of an ambivert. So here we go. Do you agree with these? I can perform tasks alone or in a group. I don't have much of a preference either way. Let's think about that. That means that you are flexible. You can go with the flow, which is a very, very good trait to have. Social settings don't make me uncomfortable, but I kind of tire about being around people too much. Just, you know, sometimes it's a little bit overwhelming, so I have to retreat. That makes good sense to me. Being the center of attention is fun for me, but I don't like it to last. How do you feel about that? Do you like it all the time and you can take it all the time? I know some people who shrink away from being the center of attention. They're a little bit nervous about that. And other people just soak it up. Maybe you're a combination of both. Some people think I'm quiet, while others think I'm highly social. Now, that set absolutely fits my profile. But then again, I'm a Gemini, so I think it's my horoscope and my sun sign that causes that. I don't always need to be moving, but too much downtime leaves me feeling bored. So if you're somebody who is not always on the move, but you have a lot of time on your hands sometimes and you find that a little bit distressing, that would fit you. For me, I think I'm always on the move, so I never really have that feeling of downtime at all, so I don't know what that means. I can get lost in my own thoughts just as easily as I can lose myself in a conversation. Absolutely. And I'm taking myself as an example right now, so, you know, whatever I'm saying may not apply to you. That's okay. I'm just saying, yeah, that makes sense to me. Small talk doesn't make me uncomfortable, but it does get boring. Well, it depends on the small talk, right? It depends on the person. If it's a fascinating person doing small talk, somebody that is interesting that you know will get to some interesting stories, I am willing to do the small talk easily. If it's really dumb small talk that goes nowhere and you know this is going nowhere, I then say, okay, I need to make a phone call and excuse myself. When it comes to trusting other people, sometimes I'm skeptical, other times I dive right in. That's a good dose of skepticism, I think, a little bit of both. And if I spend too much time alone, I get bored. Yet too much time around others leaves me drained. So that truly is a little bit of both, the introvert and extrovert. That's what makes up an ambivert. And perhaps that applies to you. This is an Inc. magazine, and you can check it out online and see if you are, in fact, an ambivert. I think I am, too. Hey, thanks for joining us. I'm Valerie Smaldone. It's America Weekend. America Weekend. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration. until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are you ever not busy? You don't have to be busy all the time.
Do you jump from one task to another? The next task can wait.
Are your evenings and weekends crammed with chores?
They don't have to be done immediately.
Because you could use some downtime. Downtime is not wasted time.
It's good for you, physically, mentally, and emotionally.
We know. There's so much to do. Don't do it now.
We know. There are problems that need to be solved. Let them go now.
You need a break. Slow down. Relax now.
Give yourself a time out now.
Now is the time to do nothing. Sometimes it's just what you need to reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.